This is Simone.
And welcome back to Clean Ears.
Yes, it's your friendly neighborhood snippet. Snip, snip, snip.
Yeah. Okay.
I did that just for you.
Oh, Lordy. Well, today we want to talk about something really important to us. We've been hearing it a lot lately, especially in my friend group and all over. And it's about mental health for Christians. For those of us in the church, how are we dealing with the brain and the issues and stuff that way? And I know that back in the day, you would probably hear in church, just pray it away, pray all your bad feelings and whatnot away. But we've gotten better as a people.
Yeah.
Yes. And now we are tackling mental health correctly. And we wanted to give you guys some things that we've been through, things that we've talked about with other people as well, about how to deal with mental health, especially as a Christian, when you're trying to deal with faith and your own issues, anxiety, depression, anything that you're dealing with.
Absolutely. I think the first thing to acknowledge is that getting help, reaching out to other people, whether you're reaching out to professionals or reaching out to your small group, reaching out to anyone, is not a sign that you are lacking faith.
Exactly.
And it's not to say that God can't do all things, but God has also equipped so many people to be able to help you in this area. And there's so many Christian psychologists, Christian therapists, and even Christian programs like Celebrate Recovery that can help you, so you can actually use your faith in those places, and those programs and those people are designed to strengthen your faith. So the two can go hand in hand.
Exactly. So that brings me to my first number one thing is counseling.
Yes.
I've been to counseling multiple times. I've dealt with depression, anxiety, so many other things, like the list is long. But when you talk to someone, especially someone who's a professional and knows not to just listen, but can I guide you towards an answer, it's so much more helpful than trying to go around in your own head and figuring out, you know, what's your voice, what's God's voice, you know, what's the enemy, like all of those things. And just speaking it out and having someone help you through it is a great way to go. So do not be afraid to find a counselor.
Absolutely. And I think that community is also essential.
Yes.
And not just, how are you? I'm fine. Your hair's cute, and that's it. Those are my conversations that I have with people. So I think it's important to have the kind of community that you can say anything to. I think it's pretty safe to say that with Saritha and Courtney, I can say anything.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, definitely said it all. And that's super important, because if I'm wrestling with a thought, or if I'm just struggling with anything, there are plenty of times that I'll say something and they'll be like, oh, that is already not of God, like we know. And not from a judgmental place, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. But more so from a place of, that thought could go the wrong way really quickly. I hear something in that. Let me bring this to your awareness. And I think that that's super important, to not just have people around you, but people around you that you can confide in, because it's very easy to be in a group of people and feel like you're alone. So you want to make sure that you have people that you trust and that you feel comfortable going to.
One thing that we've heard a lot in the world, of course, but it's still very important, is self-care. And we're not just talking about like being by yourself and figuring it out, but what brings you joy? Like, what calms you down? What, you know, takes you from 10 to 2 quickly?
Yeah.
Figure out what that thing is and make sure that, you know, it's within the standards of appropriateness and godliness.
Yes.
As well. And then find out how to do more of that, because it helps you get into a better place. Some people color, some people take walks, some people have comfort animals, like whatever it is that helps you do you. Me, I'm a viber. I like to put some candles on, put some music on, and just, whew.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little cute too. But it's just important for you to figure out what helps you get back to center. Because so often when it comes to mental health, it's you like escalating and getting more and more out of yourself. And what you're trying to do is get more back to who you are. And so you do that thing that makes you, yourself, better.
Absolutely. And I love what you said about lighting candles and setting a little vibe situation
vibes,
up.
Yeah.
Because it's important to let go of negative stuff. Meaning, cultivate an environment that makes you peaceful. And sometimes that's not possible in certain places. If you can't have that at home, find a place that you like. For me, there was a time where my home life was just, there were too many of us that were related that lived together, and ooh, home was not it. And I would go to the bookstore and I would just kick it. I would just be Indian style in the aisle with my coffee, reading the comic book and getting my whole life.
That sounds like fun.
Yes.
That's a date, y'all. Girl.
I would not even tell anybody. I don't want anybody like, that sounds nice. I want to come. No. It's mine. And then afterwards, I would go downstairs to the ice cream spot, get myself a cone and just be like, okay, I can go home in 3 hours. It's still too soon. But cultivate an environment that makes you peaceful. Again, if it's not at home, go out. Mm-hmm. If work is the problem, then make sure home is like super zen. But find a way to balance whatever it is that you have going on so that you have a place that you can get to always and just feel peaceful.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that's important about that is that even if you're in that place and your mind is still crazy, it's not going to be peaceful. So one of the things that I like to do is trying to get a little bit introspective. Like, am I holding unforgiveness? Am I like rethinking of something in my mind that makes me anxious? A lot of times we'll like hold on to a thought or hold on to an experience or hold on to an interaction. And that'll be the thing that keeps stressing us. When in actuality, if we let go of that and realize that it's out of our control, it's already happened. A lot of times I'll be thinking about something that happened in the beginning of the day, at the end, everybody's over it but me.
It happens.
It happens. And so once you let it go though and realize, yo, it's in the past, I can't do anything about it, it's so much easier to get back to center.
Absolutely. For me, letting it go is acknowledging it. I think for a long time, you guys have heard my story a trillion times if you haven't, and just you can catch all my issues on our website. But there was a time when I didn't have a voice. And growing up, it took a while to find it. And I'm really just as an adult still exploring that space. And so for me, sometimes just vocalizing it, acknowledging it, and vocalizing it is what does it for me. And what has helped me is a tool by Rick Warren. That's how that came out. And he does this thing called a heart check. And HEART is an acronym for hurting, exhausted, angry, resentful, or tense. And just quickly, I ask myself, am I hurting? Because sometimes you're feeling just, and you just don't know why. And for me, it's like, I need to understand why I'm feeling that way. And sometimes just acknowledging it, it can be like, okay, I need to deal with this. Or sometimes it's like, girl, you're driven. So it's like, am I hurting? No, that's not it. Am I exhausted? Well, kind of. Well, why? Okay, what can I do? And so on and so forth. So when I ask myself each question, it can show me exactly what the root is, whether it's a yes or no, and how I can fix it. So that helps me.
That's great.
But I think the important thing to remember in all of this is that we have to go through it.
Yes.
There is no quick fix. And so many times I talk to different people and they're just like, oh my gosh, like every day still, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And yeah, I completely feel you, like that's life. Yeah. But you know, we just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And the only way to really get past an issue is to go through it. We would love to be able to just be like, no, thank you, and be done with something. But unfortunately, that's not how life works. And that's not what cultivates our faith.
Exactly. One thing for me that makes all of that come together is, and strangely enough, this is a well-known scripture. I'm not even going to recite it because y'all already know Psalm 23.
Yes.
But I've always thought that scripture had to deal with like depression. Mm. And I really felt that way because he's like, you make me lie down in still waters. You lead me, you know, in the path of righteousness. You make me sit down with my enemies, you know, all of those things. And for me, it was like that quietness and stillness and aloneness reminded me of what I had gone through and feeling really by myself. He was like, I'm with you through all of these things. I make you slow down. I make you go here and go there because in the end, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life.
Sure.
And so I feel like that's one of those things that you can kind of take with you of, let me just grab a scripture that I can hold on to today. And I think a lot of times we only look at the scriptures that are like happy, happy, joy, joy. And you need to look at the ones and be like, okay, I'm going to take this with me because someone went through something as well. And they got through it, and so I can get through it too.
Absolutely. That's actually one of my go-tos. Another one of my go-tos, y'all know my favorite book of the Bible is James.
There you go.
Y'all know. Oh my goodness. Love it. And one of my favorites is where it says, when trials of any kind come, consider it an opportunity for great joy because you know that your endurance is being tested. First of all, that's not the part I love. That's just the setup because that sounds terrible, right? But what it says after that is super awesome because it's saying, well, when your faith is being tested, your endurance can grow. So let it, because once it's fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete and needing nothing. And if that didn't do it for you, because I mean, I like perfect and complete. That sounds amazing. But if that doesn't do it for you, then afterwards, they're like, by the way, if you need wisdom, just ask God. So I'm like, oh, so you can just you can just tell me what to do if I just ask. And just the way that it's worded, he's just generous. If you ask him, he'll give it to you. As long as your faith is in him alone, then he'll give it to you. And that brings me a lot of peace because it helps me to say, okay, where is my faith? Whose wisdom have I been relying on? And it gives me an opportunity to repent and then say, okay, Lord, fully here for your wisdom,
right?
What to do. And I do hear from God and get clarity, and that helps me to get through it. It helps a lot.
So in all of that, another great one is Philippians 4:8, and says, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is true, whatever is blah, 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 think on these things. So
good stuff.
All the good stuff, think on these things. And I think that so often we get to a place, especially when we are dealing with something, when we're wrestling in our minds, is that we focus on the bad. Everything is dark. Everything is horrible. All my day has been bad. I can't think of one good thing. And in reality, you can think of one good thing. You made it through the day. Something in there was okay. If not amazing, it was okay. You know what? My commute wasn't that bad. Focus on that. Like, oh my, like I got home and my meal was good. Focus on that. Like, why does it always be all of the bad stuff? If you start looking at the good stuff, you see more and more of it. You'll see the sunrise and really see the beauty of it rather than, oh, it's just another day. It's another day. You are not promised this day.
Exactly.
Get it together.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I feel some type of way.
Yeah, I was letting you cool down. Was that me? Was that for me? Oh my gosh.
It's for me.
So guys, we just hope that you enjoyed this snippet. We hope that you are encouraged by this information. I know I am.
Exactly. So go ahead and follow us on all of our socials. We're so close to so many milestones on all of them.
Yes.
And we'd like to have you be part of the crew. And of course, visit our website, www.cleanyourshow.com. Check us out on all the things that we do, podcasting, blogging,
everything.
Playlists, blah.
Be sure to subscribe.
Yes. And until next time,
have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.